This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is the Senior Real Estate Investor Advantage. But before we get started, hey, how are you guys doing? Hey, if you've got some success stories to share, even challenges that you're trying to deal with, not just the good stuff. We want to hear even the good, the bad, and the ugly here. Just encourage you to just keep moving forward. We got some good things ahead here. Let's move into our tip of the week. Know how to leverage. Now, leverage uses borrowed capital or debt to increase the potential return of an investment, okay? Now, in real estate, the most common way to leverage your investment is with your own money or through a mortgage. Leverage works to your advantage when real estate values rise, but it can also lead to losses if values decline. Again, it depends on what kind of leverage you're doing. Knowing how to use leverage in real estate investments and knowing how it can work for you or against you is necessary when determining how to get the highest rate of return from the money you're investing. Leverage allows a real estate investor to either purchase a property that costs more than the amount of money they have, or spread out that cash across multiple properties. Typical example I've used in other shows, but you own a house, let's say, worth $500,000, right? And you're going to borrow against or leverage the equity in that home. Now you've got it, you fully own that house, so you've got nothing but $500,000 in equity, $500,000 in value, okay? And you pull out the $100,000 to invest in rental properties. Now you could just take that $100,000 and buy a $100,000 home for cash, and you'll get a clean little $1,000 a month gross rental income. Or you could take that $100,000 and you could buy 10 $100,000 homes by putting just 10% down at $10,000 per home, okay, on 10 homes. Then you'd be generating $10,000 a month in gross rental income with the same $100,000 invested, as opposed to the $1,000 gross rental income you'd be getting with one home that you would own outright. So you're going to, of course, have to take up a mortgage on that. You know, personally, the older I get, the less likely I am to use leverage, but it can be a good way to accelerate you early on. And just so long as you switch gears eventually and move into that sort of rapid payoff of your mortgage, you don't want to be having to deal with mortgages, you know, late into your retirement. You want to be able to enjoy that, you know, fully owned property, which you can hand down to your family as a part of a legacy. It's a great way to be able to leverage, so to speak, and to be able to offer them something debt-free as well. Hopefully that's something they'll continue to manage. Well, let's move into our topic of the day, the Senior Real Estate Investor Advantage. Now, you guys know I talk to a lot of people. I'm way over 500 shows here, but you know, half of those are me. So let's say 200, 300 people that I've talked to, talented, intelligent, successful, folks from all ends of the spectrum. Some are beginners and others established pros. Some are well-known, some are unknown. Various ethnicities, beliefs, nationalities, you name it. Just a real cross-section of great folks that have been on the show. I've seen some of the most successful real estate investors in the country that have had the privilege to interview and talk with. And one thing that's really interesting is that of that group, almost all of them agree that as older persons, 50 years of age and older, us old dogs, or however you want to call us, have a true advantage in starting real estate investing careers later in life. This is, come from a lot of different people that have said, yeah, there is an advantage to being older and starting with that. And I'm going to go into that a little bit. Let me first kind of zero in on our audience here, our target audience. I know there's a lot that listen that are not baby boomers or seniors or what have you, 50 plusers, but bear with us on this. I think there's some stuff to be learned for everybody on this one. Now, I'm specifically going to talk to those out there who I endearingly call old dogs. Now, granted, if you're 50 years of age and older, who are approaching retirement, or maybe you're already there, then this is sort of the group I'm looking at here. Now, we get a lot of different names, and some people don't like to be called an old dog, and I understand that. It's really, I'm the old dog here, right? But we have a lot of names. We're sometimes called seniors, 50-plussers, baby boomers. Now, that's those that are only born between 46 and 64. But part of the silver tsunami, the aged, older persons, gray hairs, blue hairs, senior citizens, the elderly, old people, pre-retirees, retirees, retired people, and the list goes on and on. We come from a generation, however, that doesn't really like to be labeled and doesn't like to necessarily be thrown into any category to be classified or pigeonholed. We're individuals with different histories, characteristics, traits, abilities, talents, giftings. We're a broad, diverse group that includes persons who fought in world wars and in Vietnam, who sat in malt shops and ordered a banana split for 40 cents. Growing up, we're watching I Love Lucy, Bonanza, Get Smart on black and white TV, or Saturday morning cartoons. I don't think anybody even knows what those are anymore. I mean, we went to Woodstock, listened to the Beatles, Beach Boys, and Motown. I personally saw the Doors, Jefferson Airplane, and Nitty Gritty Dirt Band at my high school stadium at 13 years of age. We grew up in a society where it was getting up Saturday morning or on the weekend and just getting on your bike, taking off in the morning or your skateboard, and then coming back in time for dinner. I mean, that's unheard of today. Kids that'd be gone that long, that their parents would be calling the police. That's kind of where I just kind of came up with my own classification here. Instead of, calling us, boomers or even seniors, the title of this show, it doesn't necessarily apply, or you can apply it or not. But, I choose the old dogs REI network, with the apostrophe, S, so that that I'm the old dog here. We're not saying this, unless you want to be an old dog with me. And if you do, hey, that's great. We love it, but again, I'm not going to be, classified or labeled. And if I'm going to pick anything, I'll pick an old, tough, stubborn, persistent creature that naps all day and at the same time is well-loved and endured. I'm talking about man's best friend here, okay? The dog. So, and women's best friend too. I know that at first the label can be taken pejoratively, but knowing that you don't, like being pigeonholed or labeled in any way, you can be an old dog or not. It's up to you. And this group of people were very different. We're eclectic and diverse and, a very different generation. We're husbands and wives, parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, doctors, lawyers, plumbers, accountants, salespersons, engineers, and more. We grew up on a farm in the city, got a high school education, attended universities, learned a skill. We're from many different countries. Some have even lived under oppressive regimes at one time. Some came from poverty. Others were much better off. we worked most of our lives. We've saved money, lost money, made good decisions, made some bad ones too. One thing, however, that we all have in common is we've all lived a life, and we've lived it a longer period than most. We have lots of experiences in life with people, with family, with jobs and work, finances, and all kinds of adventures in this big, beautiful world out there. But does that necessarily give us an advantage over other real estate investors? And I'm talking about the Gen Xers, the millennials, also known as the Gen Ys and the Gen Zers. I mean, maybe you decide for yourself. But I'm not saying the age alone dictates whether you will be a good or bad investor, but there are definitely factors that work to our advantage. So those of you listening out there that are old dogs that may not have started investing yet, you got to know you do definitely have an advantage here. So I'm going to highlight some of the areas where that is true. Okay, number one, maturity. There's something to be said for having a more mature outlook. You know, we've been there, done that, especially when it comes to investing. You're less likely to make rash decisions, especially when it comes to your hard-earned money. That maturity works in a lot of ways in your favor. We tend to have capital wealth accumulation. Statistics show that older people have had the time to build and grow their investment holdings, savings, and assets. Whether your wealth is in stocks and bonds, mutual funds, or retirement accounts, older persons are already more likely to have accumulated significant cash to invest. Many older people have homes. Maybe they don't have a big bank account, but they got a home that's worth a significant amount, and that's sort of their bank account right there that they can cash in on as they may need. Also, another thing is that we sort of graduated from the school of hard knocks. A lifetime of learning from your mistakes can bring about a certain type of sound wisdom that is key to becoming a wise real estate investor. Over time, you are less likely to repeat the same mistakes. Although I keep repeating some and I'm going, why am I doing that same mistake over and over again? But some of us takes a little longer to learn. Whereas, younger investors are more likely to take more risks because, well, they're younger, they can, they can afford to take a risk. They've got plenty of time to recover, right? Another factor is that we have lots of life and people experiences, and that means something. Life experiences with families, at schools, college, universities, in the workplace, dealing with government entities and the like, all types of experiences that will help you in everyday dealings with people. And again, real estate is a people business. It's all about people. And the more you've dealt with people, the more likely you are to be able to work with them. The more you work with people, the more you understand the dynamics of what we used to call as kids, and we'd get in trouble for, is learning how to play well with others, right? It helps especially in your negotiating abilities. If you understand people and you're able to work with them, you understand their needs and so forth. Job experience. Okay. I've been working since I was 12 years old. I was a paper boy. I used to fling papers while driving my Stingray bike and chasing after my customers saying, I want my $2, but I can't count the number of jobs I've had since then. I mean, I've been in retail. I've washed dishes. I sang in restaurants. I've done all kinds of stuff, but there were many. And having held a job or multiple jobs over a considerable period of time helps also in dealing with people. You worked for supervisors, managers, VPs, and others who were focused on the bottom line. And understanding the bottom line is pretty key in real estate investing because we have a bottom line too we have to meet in order to become profitable, right? Also, having a job teaches you about working as a team. Also a critical skill for the real estate investors. Teams are critical to your ongoing success in building and growing a portfolio. Knowing how to work within a team, to lead a team, is really important. Also, financial experience. We have a lot of financial experience, starting with the, I remember my very first you know, I used to keep a jar of coins, you know, coins that my dad would give me, or I'd do odd jobs around the house and I put my coins in there. And then we'd go to the bank and we'd get these little paper rolls, right? And we'd take put our pennies in there, and then we'd make rolls of pennies, and all of a sudden the pennies became a lot of money. But you know, that's kind of, that was early financial experience I was trying to show you there. But anyway, you know, you've learned both the benefits and the curses of debt as you've gotten older, right? You get your first credit card, you get your first car loan. Hopefully you didn't blow it on any of those things. And then you know the value of the dollar and how to stretch it for maximum benefit. We've also learned the value of saving and building up reserves. We also generally have investing experience. Maybe not everybody, but there's some more experienced than others. But whether it's from your first compounded savings account, remember those, up through stocks and bonds and annuities, index funds, or growing a retirement account, many older persons have seen what works and what doesn't, what's a high risk and what is a more secure investment. And finally, we know a fair amount about success and failure. As investors and in life, you know, we've made our mistakes and we've learned from them. And if you make enough of them, you actually do start to pick up some wisdom there. And, you know, when you develop a little thick skin there, you have enough to really deal with bad decisions, and you're less likely to make those mistakes that you've learned to live and deal with from the past. Well, that is my little laundry list for you. A lot of reasons there to realize that you do have an advantage as an older person. As you can see, there are definite advantages to becoming a real estate investor later in life. And yes, you know, maybe there are some disadvantages, and that's maybe questionable, but maybe being a little too cautious to the point of never starting, right? I know folks that lost money in 2008 and they're not going to invest in anything anymore. And, you know, maybe to our detriment and things like that. Or you can be so risk aversive that you might miss some great returns and opportunities. But, you know, that rather safe than sorry stance can also help make you a good investor at the same time. So I think it balances out. But overall, you know, just in case you're wondering, you definitely have all the right stuff to get started in real estate investing. I'm not selling anything. I have no advantage or benefit in encouraging you to do so. I just know that, you know, I kind of dragged my feet, and I wish I would have started earlier, especially investing in multifamily and some other areas that I kind of dragged my feet on. But, you know, I think in the long run, it's not too late, and it doesn't matter how old you are when you get started here. So hopefully you'll think about it at least. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, or however you want to be called, everything presented here today can be accessed in our show notes at the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled The Senior Real Estate Investor Advantage. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Just keep moving forward. And may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.